Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special story. My name is Yechli, my name is Shmas. Maris Esther, Bas Mev Shmuel. And Leschus Refuas Chayachana, Bas Orna Edel. And Leschus Refuas. Ruth Victoria, Bas Dil Ravida, Bas Shrech Leisrael. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. Al Pitoy Rasu, Shalmar and Rosh HaYeshiva. Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal. We're going to be discussing Din of Esaita L'Boyal Goy with Din Gershon Isgayer. The Rosh and Av Gimel Amud Beis brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is Gimel Amud Beis and Ksubis. Brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who is Mati Rabbas Yisroel Eishes Ish Shehimira Ubo Alea Akum. You have a Jewish girl, and this Jewish girl went off the derech, Chas v'shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, became an apostate. And during this tkufa, she had relations with a goy. And now, afterwards, her husband dies or whatever, divorces her, and now she wants to stay with this goy. She likes him. But normally we say, Asur l'bal, Asur l'bal. So Rabbeinu Tam says that it's mutter for her to be mekayim this man, to stay with this man who is mizgaya. Why? Because we can't say echad leboyel veechad echad lebal veechad leboyel bebias akum. We don't say that when one has beer with an akum, she's aser both to the boel forever and to her husband forever. Why? Famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we've discussed at length elsewhere, that Bias Akum is Kibias Behema. And Memela, there's no Isser Leboil v'Isser Lebal. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam HaMefulsemes. Frekt the Rivam, a number of kashes, and this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rosh says that I would like to be Mekayim, the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam. I would like to bolster the ruling of Rabbeinu Tam. V'loy mitameh, not mitam, bias akum kebias behema. But rather, as it says in the Pasuk, ki psar chamoirim psorim v'zirmas susim zirmosam. Their flow has a din of a sus. The sperm has a din of a sus. That's bias akum. But the Rivam doesn't hold of this. The Rosh says, I don't hold of this for the reason Rabbeinu Tam does. But still I say he's correct for a different reason. Because we say in Saita 26a that it says v'nitma twice, echad lebal ve'echad leboyel, wants to tell us that she's asu too. The husband and wants to tell us that she's also to the boyel, to the man who had relations with her. Hainu, what's that talking about? Hecha shelo hoysa asura leboyel ela al yedei biyazu. You know when there's a din of asur leboyel v'asur lebal? When she was only asur leboyel through this bia. In other words, she was with a Jewish man. And this bia now, who's not her husband, this bia asus her to her husband, to this Jewish man, who she was previously permitted to. Aval bebias akum, but if she has relations with a guy, that anyway she's asur to have relations with a guy, we don't say v'nitmea echad laboya. And it's true that she's asura labal. Nevertheless, there was no additional iser laboya biviasa. So, we want to make it that the iser laboya applies where, because of this relationship, she became asura laboya. But here, because of this relationship, she didn't become asura laboya because she was asura laboya to start with. He's a guy. So yes, she's asur al-abal, but there's no isur al-abayal. Why? Because anyway she was forbidden to him. The Rosh brings a raya from the fact that we say, Sota 26b, that one can do kinui al yidei akum. The husband can say to the wife, do not seclude yourself with this akum. And then if she does, she is forbidden to her husband, makin la yidei akum. Ask the Gemara pshite. Of course, why not? Mao de seima v'nitma v'nitma oma rachmona. I might think that since it's v'nitma twice, echad leboil ve'echad lebaal, and therefore she's asked to both the boil and the baal, hani mina hechad v'hachbi asira le. That's only when with this bia she becomes asul to him. Aval akum debelav hachi asira asura le. But a guy who anyway she's usher to, you might think that there's no kinui. So come Rishon, there's even a kinui. You can even warn her not to seclude herself with the guy. In other words, the Havamina is in the Gemara, that it says Vinitma Labal is where there's also Vinitma Laboya. Fuke akum, where there's no nitma leboil, since anyway she's usher to him. There's no nitma lebal, komash malan, that even though there's no nitma leboil, there's still v'nitma lebal. So we see from Sugis HaGimore that it's not considered v'nitma leboil, since anyway she's a surah to the boil. So that would be a raya that if a married woman has bia with an akum, there's going to be no isra laboyal. She's allowed to stay with him afterwards if he converts. Why is she allowed to stay with him afterwards? Because being with him the first time didn't make an isra to him because he was asked to start with. In the Sefer Teferes Shmuel, he writes that according to this, the same would apply to an Ashes Ish, Shenivala Labala Choysa. Let's say you have a married woman who has Bia with her sister's husband, since anyway she was forbidden to him because of Achois Ishtoi. One is not allowed to be with one's wife's sister, and he slept with his wife's sister, so they're Asr Mitzad that. Since anyway there are asur mitzad achis ishtoi, she doesn't become asur mishum v'nitma leboil. She doesn't create this new tumah with the boil. She was anyway asur to him. It's only asur if you create a new tumah. It has to be a new asur you created now with this relationship, but they're already asur before. Just like by the guy, anyway they were asur before, so therefore this new relationship doesn't asur them further. There's no isur leboil if he converts. Here also there's no new v'nitma leboil. And therefore, when the sister dies, she is permitted to the boyel. Achein mahari choleik. So there are those who argue with this. But that's the chiddush of the Teferes Shmuel. That when her sister dies, she's muteres laboyel, because she didn't make any new iser through this relationship. The Tumas Hadeshen and the Chelek HaPsakim Simon Choftes argues. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer Simon Kuf Ein Ches Seif Yotes copies the Rosh, and on this the Ram, in other words, the Rosh, who says that by Bias Akum she's allowed to be with him after he converts. She was a married woman with an Akum. She's allowed to stay with him after he converts. The Rama writes in the name of the Piskei Tumas Hadeshen, Mikol Mokoim Mi Shezina Im Achois Ishta V'Girsha Baila Asura Laboya. Somebody who is Mizane with his wife's sister and then his wife's sister got divorced, she is Asura Laboya. She's still Asura Laboya after the sister dies. Theory, they could be together, but they're not allowed to be. Even though, anyway, she was Asur when she was Mizana. So he paskins, the Ramah paskins, the Chumrah. When it comes to Achay Sishta, when it comes to a guy, Shulchan Aruch says that there's no new Tumah here. She was anyway Asur. So therefore, if the guy converts, she's permitted to stay with the guy, this Eish HaSish, who slept with him when she was in Eish HaSish. But we don't have the same heter for Achay Sishtai, who slept with her brother-in-law. And then they got divorced. The sister died, they got divorced. That Achos Ishto V'Gir Shabayla. That it's his sister, is his. What happened here, that it was his wife's sister, her sister's husband, or his wife's sister, and then he divorces his wife. So now, is he allowed to be with this, with his sister-in-law, who's also no longer married? And the Ramah says, no, he's not allowed to be. Even though, anyway, she was forbidden to him when she was Mizanis. We want to understand the Chiluk. How come when it comes to his sister-in-law that no new Isser was created when they had relations? Because anyway, she was Isser to him. We say that after this man divorces his wife, he can't be with his sister-in-law because of Asur Labaal, Asur Labaal. When it comes to a guy, we say that she's permitted to the guy who she slept with when she was a married woman, because no new Isur Tumah was created with that Bia. What's the Chiluk? In the Bia HaGro, in Sif Katan Chof Gimel, he writes, B'tam HaChiluk, we can't say that a sister-in-law is already Asur, because La'achar Misa, she's Muteres. You can't say by Achos Ishto that she's already Asur, because after Misa she's going to be permitted. In other words, if the wife dies, then the sister-in-law is going to be permitted post-mortem. After her death, the sister-in-law is going to be permitted. Hashem kein b'nochri. So therefore you can't say she's already forbidden, and therefore this Bia can't forbid her, because she's omedes to be muteres, because she's going to be muter, possibly, because death would be matir. Mashen king binochri, shegir shin is gayil kekotin shin noilad domi. Mashen king by a goy, where it's a new person, and the person converts. Mali misa, mali gir shin be'eshesish. In other words, b'chol boyel, anytime there's a boil, there's already an pre-existing Isser. Machmas Isser Eishes Ish. Because there's already an Isser Eishes Ish. V'lo nisvasef b'boil Isser ela l'achar gerushin. And the additional Isser is coming after the divorce. In other words, whenever a man sleeps with a married woman, they're ready Asur to each other. Al Tzitzer Eish HaSish. So what new Isser is being created now? They're ready Asur to each other. When is a new Isser being created? After the divorce. V'lo nisvasef b'boyel Isser el alacha gerushin. after she divorces her husband, now there's going to be an Isra Labayal. But Bashas Maisa, they were already Asir. So Hu Adin, the same will apply, Be'achos Ishtoi. By Achos Ishtoi, Nisvasev Isur La'achar Misas Ishtoi. By a sister-in-law, there is going to be an additional Isser after the death of the wife. In other words, the wife dies, her sister gets divorced, and then the sister marries the former brother-in-law, which she had slept with when she was married. But anyway, B'shas Maisa, they were usher to each other. So we can say that just like a regular married woman, Vishas Maisa, she was Asur Atzei Shasish. Now, when she gets divorced, she is an additional Isur Labayel. So too, by Achos Ishtoi, Vishas Maisa, she was Asura, because she was Achos Ishtoi. And now that her sister died and she's divorced, so now there's an additional Isur of Isur Labayel. But you can't compare that to the case of Nochri. By a guy, we say Gershon is Gaier Gokotin Shanoi Ladami. There it's a completely new Messias. So there, if she had beer with a guy, she can marry the guy after he converts. But not by a sister-in-law. And this comes from the Tumas Hadeshin, who writes, Delegabe Isht Achis Ishtoi Shaykh Shapir Shanesra Laboya Im Thomas Ishtoi. By sister-in-law, we can say she's also the boyal if his wife dies. So the Tumas Hadesh and Tainas, like we just saw in the Biur HaGra, that the gabe achos ishtoi, we can say that there was an Isser that was created, because we know that if this man's wife dies, then he'd be mutter to his former sister-in-law. So now they have bia before she dies. We say that an Isser is now being created, since there was a potential heter here of the wife dying. So if they had bia when the sister-in-law was still an Ashes Ish, she's a surah after her sister dies to her brother-in-law who she slept with when she was married, because there was a potential heter there. If her sister would die, they'd be mutter, so therefore even though the sister didn't die, there's still an Isra Laboyal created. But the Gabe Nachri, it's a new metzias of Gershon is Gaya, so if she's with a Nachri when she was married, she's allowed to stick with him after he converts. Now the yisod of the heter labaya mitzat kikotin shenoylad dami that one is muteres to the boil because he's newborn is in the Mordechi in Sanhedrin Soif Perek Ben Soirer Umoire She Rabbeinu Yechiel Osam Maisek Rabbeinu Tam Belav Mitayme, that Rabbeinu Yechiel did a Maisek like Rabbeinu Tam to permit a woman who had slept with a guy after her divorce, after the guy's conversion, to stay with the guy, and she separated from her husband. Why? Not for Rabbeinu Tam's reason that could be as behema, be as akum, could be as behema, but rather because Gershon is gayer kakotin shenoy ladami, because he's a new metzias. This isn't the guy she slept with before. The guy she slept with before was a guy, and now he's Jewish, so it's a new guy. Former guy, new guy. And therefore, she's permitted to him. She never became usher to this guy. She became usher to another guy. Now, Now that itself should be a good reason to be matir to a ger. He's a new person. And according to this, ba'achis ishtoi, she's going to be asura, because it's not a new person. Right? The sister-in-law who sleeps with the brother-in-law, and then the sister dies, the married sister-in-law sleeps with the brother-in-law, and then the sister dies, and now the brother-in-law wants to marry the sister-in-law. So that reason wouldn't apply, because he's not a new person. But we have to understand the Tumas Hadeshen and the Gro, who went in his footsteps, because they were mitzaref, the reason of Gersh and his Gayer, that's why she's mutter to the guy. Together with what the Rosh writes, that there's no nitma laboyel kevan da asira v'kaima, that there's no saying that she's Tumeya to the Boyal, because she was already forbidden to him before. But these are two completely separate, distinct reasons. How do you put the two together? In other words, if you read the Tumas Hadeshin carefully, it appears that that's how we learn Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh, who was Matir, a Bas Yisroel, who had Eishes Ish, who had Bia with an Akum, he's Matir her to the guy. He says, we don't say Echad Laboil v'Echad Labal. Why not? Because, anyway, she's Asur to him. Anyway, she's asur to him, because he's a guy. So you can't say that this be asur then. So the Tumas Hadeshen puts that together with the reason of Gershon is Gayel Kakadin Shanoilad Damiv. These are two completely different reasons. Gershon is Gayel Kakadin Shanoilad is that he's a completely new person, and therefore she's permitted to be with him afterwards. Hashem came, the reason of you're not creating any new Isurim here, because she was already answered to him before, that's a completely different reason. And anyway, we saw that there's a chiluk, because we answered Achos Ishtoi. Why do we answer Achos Ishtoi? Because she could have been permitted. There was a possibility of her becoming permitted. If the sister dies, then the sister-in-law would be permitted to this man. So therefore you are creating an Isser here, because there's a potential Heter. How is the Chiluk that we saw between Achos Ishto and a guy? A guy, it's a new person, so therefore he's Mutter afterwards. But Achos Ishto, they were potentially permitted. So Mimela, they're assuring themselves when they have Bia, when the sister-in-law is still married. That was the chiluk that we made. But the Tumas Hadeshen and his footsteps, the Gra, puts the two reasons together. Gershon is by a guy. A, it's Gershon is Gayer. And B, like the Rosh says, anyway, she's also to the guy beforehand. So since anyway, she's also to the guy beforehand, you're not creating any new Isser when she sleeps with the guy when she's a married woman. Therefore, when they go after the boy converts, she can marry him, because the bia they had when she was a married woman didn't create any usurim. Anyway, she was usur to him, al tgoy. How do you put that together with Gershon Iskayar Kachodam? It's two completely different reasons, as we saw before. We're machalik between the two. So you see from the Tumas Hadeshen and the Gra that they hold that the reason of Kakatan Shanoilad Dami Bifmei Atzma, just alone the fact that now he's a new person, is not enough to be matir this woman who had beer with the guy. Kakatan Shanoilad Dami is not enough. As we see from the Tosis Yeshanim in Yuma, on page 82a, Umiyo Oimer Rebbe, the Tzorich Iyun, Yehava Mahani Kanatam Shel Kakatan Shanoilad Dami, So, Tosfos Shanim says he's not sure if this reason of Kakatan Shanoilad Dami, and therefore he's not the same guy beforehand, his name was Lucas. And now, his name is Label. So he went from a guy named Lucas to a Jew named Label. So he's allowed to, he's a Kotin Shanoilad. But he says that's not enough to be matir her, him, to be with this woman he had slept with when she was married. And he was still a guy. So to pater him from Misa, Kishabal Eishes Yisrael V'Nizgayer, doesn't work, like we see in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. They're saying you're a new person, doesn't work. And the question is here, does it work? Say it's Kakatan Shanoilad, and therefore you can be, this Lucas, who's now Label, can be with this woman after his conversion. So that reason alone isn't enough, necessarily. And therefore, the Tumas Hadeshin and the Gra needed the Rush's reason of Asiri V'Kaima. She's anyway Asir to him. The problem is the reason of a seer of a kaim alone doesn't work, and therefore Achos Ishto is a surah, even though she's a seer of a kaim, even though she's already aser, Pshas Maisa, it doesn't help. And afterwards, when her sister dies and she gets divorced, so she's still aser to this guy, because the fact that they, when they had Bia, they were anyway aser al Achos Ishto, doesn't help us. So why should the fact that anyway they were aser because he was a guy, why should that help us? So if that alone doesn't help us, what does it help to have a tseiruf of Gershon Nisgayer? The Gershon Nisgayer alone doesn't help. Just might not help, just like it doesn't help the Paterim from Misa when he had Bia with an Eishes Ish and he was Nisgayer. So if a Sira V'Kaima alone doesn't work, and Gershon Nisgayer alone doesn't work, so how does the Tzeiruf work? So, das ist unser Kashi, that's our question. And Amir Tzishem, in the next shir, in the coming shir, please God, we will present a Mahalach that will resolve this issue. And we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitoiras Hashem Yisborach. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.